Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Kansas rancher Debbie Lyons Blythe. We're back with Debbie here in just a few moments.
Every year you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with one goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at lazye.com. We're talking now with Debbie Lyons Blythe, who is the chair lady of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, cattle producer from eastern part of the state of Kansas. Debbie, you know, tell me a little bit about why you were willing to step up and be a part of the U.S. Roundtable.
Ron, that's a great question to lead off with. You know, I think sustainability has been a conversation going on for a very long time. It began as a very top-down from corporations pushing down regulations and expectations to cattle ranchers. And I realized in some of the conversations that I'd been a part of, that conversation wasn't going to stop whether we were a part of it or not. So I realized early on that if we're a part of it, maybe we can direct some of the information. And that's exactly what happens with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Producers are more than half of the members. We are absolutely involved in the entire decision-making process.
Now that there are, I guess, naysayers, you might say, within the producing community that they're very suspicious about what the roundtable is about, both the global roundtable, the world organization, as well as the U.S. roundtable.
Absolutely. And I actually really encourage everybody asking questions and trying to see for themselves and come to a meeting so they can really see what we're up to. The U.S. roundtable gets to make their own decisions. We defined what sustainability is. We decided how we were going to measure it, and we also decided that we're going to measure it all along the value chain. We are not just talking sustainability at the farm and ranch. Everybody along the value chain, from farmer cleared to the end retailer or food service, can make improvements that impact beef sustainability.
2022, you've made some advancements too. The most recent, your spring meeting, your gathering of the U.S. Roundtable. Tell me about the results of some of the decisions being made.
Yeah, so we have been working for a very long time deciding what we can measure, figuring out how we can truly communicate sustainability and what that really means. And in our spring meeting, we finally were able to roll out our industry-wide sustainability goals for the entire beef industry, the first of their kind. And we're really proud of them. They then also have targets for every sector along the value chain that they will also be meeting, you know, different targets, not just at the farmer ranch, it's at every level of the value chain.
So for that farmer, for that producer, what does a sustainable operation look like?
That is really a great question. So a sustainable operation means that we take care of the land, we take care of the animals, we take care of the people, and we make money. It doesn't just mean legacy. It doesn't just mean passing it on to our kids, but that has to be a part of it, right? It also means that we're a viable business and that we're doing the right thing by the animals and the land. And that's what's important, and that's what we aim to show.
For that rancher that does a lot of the right things. In other words, he takes a lot of pride in that. How does he get his arms around being, you know, taking those next steps?
Hey, that's good too. So we have online a self-assessment tool. It was created a few years ago, and it will actually just introduce you to what sustainability could mean on your ranch, and it would give you some key things that we measure on the farmer ranch, and then also you can look through the self-assessments for the different sectors as well. We don't gather any of that information. So nothing is saved. If you want to be able to compare it year to year, you have to save that yourself. So we do not want to be the keeper of the data. But it is available online at usrsb.org on the resources tab. It's the self-assessment tool.
Current chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Kansas Ranch Lady Debbie Lyons Blythe. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Senior Farm and Ranch Broadcaster Ron Hayes reporting.